Always Fine, a Stargate Atlantis fanfiction by Tasmi. Rated Jen. Ronnie knows that to be autistic is to constantly think that you're part of a group and then realize you're not. He complains too much. He feels too much. He worries too much. He doesn't follow the unwritten rules. He knows he comes across as rude. His tone sounds all wrong. He doesn't understand how to relax. Throughout his life, he tried to make friends. He would feel like he had a connection with people only to find them whispering behind his back or annoyed at his acerbic personality or just pushing him away for reasons he couldn't comprehend. So as a child, he learned to stop interacting, to stop playing, to accept that he alone could be his best friend. He kept away and stayed to himself. It was easier that way. Then he came to Antarctica where he met Carson, Raddick, and Elizabeth, and he felt that they truly accepted him. Then on Atlantis he met John, Tayla, Ford, Ronan, and so many others. For once, he truly belonged. Sure, it was hard to accept at first that somehow they weren't whispering behind his back, that they weren't somehow making fun of him, and that they wanted to hang out with him, like actually hang out. He learned to accept they loved him, brilliant asshole and all. Except for the times they mocked him for wearing sunscreen so he didn't get skin cancer, or for complaining about a splinter because it came from an alien planet, and obviously alien tetanus could be a thing, and who knows if they'd be able to cure it. Even now, after 5 years in Atlantis, he still hears Carson or Jennifer stifle a sigh whenever he enters the infirmary and lists off his litany of symptoms. Ronnie sees people roll their eyes when he complains, and maybe, just maybe, he doesn't want to feel mocked anymore. He doesn't want to keep overreacting. Today, Ronnie makes the choice to not go to the infirmary. He takes a shower and he gears up, not mentioning that he feels a little off, that he knows something is wrong. Why? Why won't he tell them that he feels sick? Well, he always feels off, doesn't he? He'll just annoy them by delaying the mission for no good reason, or they'll tell him to buck it up and get going. He's fine. So sure, he feels the beginning of a fever. Maybe. Or maybe his body just feels like overreacting today. It's all ridiculous. He knows it's all in his head. It's always in his head. Everyone always tells him it's in his head. When Rodney was a kid, his parents definitely did. So many times he went to school feeling like crap because his parents thought he was faking it again. And he just felt things differently or more powerfully. And people just never seemed to understand. So he'll go on the mission. He shouldn't go. Of course he shouldn't. He knows he feels hot. He knows his head's hurting. He knows his body's aching. It seems like such a small fever, though. I mean, 37.7 degrees Celsius? Come on. That isn't really a fever. Jennifer always tells him so whenever he does visit the infirmary and complains that maybe his temperature is a little elevated. So there's no point in checking in this time, right? He can't deal with all the judgment. Not today. Instead, Rodney goes through the gate. Suddenly there's water everywhere and it's so cold and he's shivering and now his aching muscles are complaining louder and louder as they sit on top of a freaking Stargate while John dives down to get to the stupid DHD. Rodney wishes he could curl into a little ball of non-existence. Rodney's shivering uncontrollably. He feels horrible. Taylor's watching him with concern. John's annoyed that Rodney is complaining about being wetter. Well, maybe Rodney just feels more wet, and that counts. He sneezes again and again, covering his hand in disgusting, slimy snot. Ugh, just what he needs. He feels hot now, which doesn't make any sense, because wasn't he just freezing? Suddenly, there's Taylor's hand on his forehead. She asks him, "Were you running a fever before we left?" All he can answer is, "I don't know. Maybe. I'm always running something." That's what it's like to be Rodney. To always have a headache. To always feel like he's on the cusp of a fever. To always feel sick. To always feel something is wrong or off. To hate the way his tags itch, to hate the way the seams of his socks dig into his toes, to hate the cacophony of sounds and smells that encompass everything. To not understand the sniggering from people around him who just don't get why he feels upset. Rodney can't process how people handle things so easily, certainly not the way he handles them. He loves his team, his family, and he doesn't want them to get annoyed by him, doesn't want them to run away from him as everyone else did. Because that's how this always ends. Everyone leaves. Only now it looks like he really is sick. He doesn't know what to do because he's shivering and he's freezing and he might pass out while stuck on a drowning Stargate of all places. But he's closing his eyes and he's tired and he doesn't know what to do, so he drifts to sleep. He wakes up in the infirmary and it turns out, "Oh, Rodney, you don't have a fever. Oh, wait, you're not sick. Oh, gosh, Rodney, you're so stupid. You just didn't eat enough and didn't take care of yourself." Obviously, his body was overreacting again. Not that they are saying any of that aloud. He feels so embarrassed because they'd worried about him and brought him out on a gurney to the infirmary just to find out that after 9 hours of being unconscious, he was just tired. Isn't that great? So he shrugs it off and says something like, "Yeah, well, I didn't get much sleep the night before, and I did skimp on breakfast, so..." He's sure he's fine after all. He's always fine. The end.